Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
These things that I love come to an end.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my new book is ageofthecustomer.com. That's for my new book, The Age of the Customer. So hope you check that out and find out about what I mean by the age of the customer. Jim Cantarucci is here. He's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, the author of Personal Brilliance and MyPersonalBrilliance.com and ELCircle.com are his websites. Jim, thanks again for hanging out with us. Jim's helping us folks with he's helping us see why, as the leaders of our organizations, as the alpha members, as the king biscuits of our companies, we need to be calmer than the people around us. We need to be the calm in the eye of the storm and pull it off. We need to make it look good, right, Jim? And you've given us a couple of examples of what, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But now I want you to take a few minutes and help us get to that state of grace that you mentioned a minute ago. What are some things we can do?
Sure, Jim. Rather than tips, I'm going to ask a couple of questions. You know, one of the things we need to do is find our own natural level of pace. Some people are a little bit slower. Some people are just a little bit quicker paced. And find what's natural for you, and then look for where you need to adapt that natural behavior to your business. So some questions. Do you appear engaged in meetings, or do you appear impatient? Because everybody's watching for those cues.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in the working harder and faster and longer is the answer? In some cases, it might be to get over the hump of something. In other cases, you know, maybe not. But is that where you come from? You know, that just working harder and faster is always the answer. You know, when we know in our minds that it might not be. So analyze that. Where do you come from that perspective? And then how patient are you when you encounter delays or someone's working at a slower pace than you? Are you steamrolling over them? Are you beating them up? Are you dragging them along? What's your reaction to that situation? Because that's an indicator that you may be in a different mode. Now, you may need everybody to step it up and start moving a little bit faster, but it's a conscious decision you should be implementing and showing and modeling behavior as opposed to just reacting sometimes. The big final question is, does your culture reward effectiveness or busyness?
Say that again, Jim. Folks, this is going to be on the test. Go ahead, Jim.
What does your culture reward, effectiveness or busyness?
Yeah, performance or noise.
Yeah, exactly. Look around, see what's really happening in your organization.
Here's another question for leaders that I'd like to I think is really important, Jim. I want to know what you think. Are you consistent? Mm-hmm. And almost predictable. I'm not going to say completely predictable. When I say consistent, Jim, what I mean is do you when you demand vendors treat you a certain way, do you also demand that you treat your customers the same way? What do you think?
Yeah, well, exactly right. And I can't be on pins and needles to be effective as a worker at your company if I don't know how you're going to react, if there's a bit of schizophrenia in there, you know, if it depends on mood and so on. It's not a pleasant place to work. And so
I'm not going to take initiative, Jim, and take a chance on something, and maybe, and if I fail, get myself into trouble if I don't know how you're going to react.
Exactly right. And a lot of it has to do with our, as a leader, our actual feeling about our pace and how we interact with people through the day and how much we wear it on our sleeve versus paying attention to the fact that we're being watched very closely and we're modeling behavior that we want to promote happening. If you're aware of that, at the very least, you can be more effective at this leadership.
If we look around our company and things aren't going the way we would like, should we not go look in the mirror first before we start making big changes?
That's exactly what we're talking about, isn't it? It's looking in the mirror and seeing how you affect the system that you're living in and working in. You have a big input into that, and so you want to evaluate that at all times.
Right, exactly. Jim, give us that website again, please.
MyPersonalBrilliance.com and ELCircle.com. I've been beating everybody up this morning. Don't forget, you're all brilliant.
And the book is called My Personal Brilliance. And, folks, you need to check that out. That's wherever books are sold. Hey, Jim, thanks for being here. Good job today. Come back soon.
Will do. Thanks for having me, Jim. Appreciate it.
Jim Cantarucci, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe. But that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.